This is Covenant Eyes Radio, helping you in your journey to stay pure online. Should a wife be her husband's accountability partner, especially in the area of sexual sin? Recently, we surveyed our members, those who use Covenant Eyes Accountability Service, and found that 30% have their internet accountability reports sent to their wives. But how deep should an accountability relationship go between a husband and a wife in this area? Recently, I asked Joe Dallas this question. Joe is the program director of Genesis Counseling in California, a Christian counseling ministry for men dealing with sexual brokenness. Joe is also the author of The Game Plan and other books about redemption from sexual sin. He was very candid with me about what he thinks about this issue.
I'll give you my take on it, and I know there are different opinions on this. I don't personally believe in a wife being a husband's accountability partner, but I do believe that a husband is accountable to his wife, and that's not a contradiction in terms. An accountability partner on a weekly basis asks you, did you look at pornography? Did you masturbate? Did you flirt? Did you allow yourself to entertain unclean thoughts? Did you handle your sexuality well this week? If the wife is the one asking those questions, the husband is going to be imposing on his wife unnecessary pain and detail. Secondly, it puts the wife in a rather maternal position with the husband, which I think is very unhealthy for a marriage. On the other hand, I do think a husband should be volunteering to his wife, honey, I just want you to know how I'm doing. This week I had a few struggles and some temptations, but by the grace of God I resisted them. Or this week was a real rough week on me, or this week I had no temptations, or whatever. I think him volunteering that to her and reassuring her that he's being diligent in his own process is a good thing. I do not think he should report to her every time he has an inappropriate thought or allows his eyes to go where they shouldn't. I do, however, personally think he should confess to her if he's used pornography, only because I think if he keeps that secret from her, he's just building for himself this secret place he can keep retreating to, and he lessens the accountability in his own marriage.
All right, thank you for that. I know that a number of our members of Covenant Eyes do have their accountability report sent to their wife.
And I think that's an excellent idea. I don't think that makes her an accountability partner, but it shows that he is accountable to her as her spouse. And by the way, when I recommend Covenant Eyes, I always recommend if the man is married that his wife get a copy of that, and I recommend he also send it to a partner as well.
I asked the same question to Fred Stoker, co-author of Every Man's Battle and many other books. Fred gave a similar answer to the question.
You know what? I've never really been for that. I'm not going to make a dogma out of that either, because if they become accountability partners, the wife is going to be shocked at how often he stumbles as he's trying to win this battle, and it will begin to dishearten her and break her heart, okay? And it will actually hurt the relationship instead of strengthen it. Now, I know of couples where the woman knows a lot about this, and she really understands male sexuality. She really wants to be the accountability partner, and she's able, when he fails, not to fall from the cliff down to the ground again. I mean, it's just like there's this, always this process when a woman hears that the husband has failed. You know, she's starting to feel good, and bam, she hits the ground again. And, you know, that's a process that's not good for a marriage relationship. And so I normally would say, just in general, no. I know my wife and I have a very unique relationship that way because she understands. But I can tell you, if I was still slipping, I would not use her as my accountability partner, because it's really hard for her to hear when I fail, because it just feels to her like it's, I don't love her enough, and that's why I'm failing.
I also spoke with Dr. Mark Laser. Dr. Laser is a pioneer in the area of Christian counseling for sexual addiction. He is the founder of Faithful and True Ministries and the author of Healing the Wounds of Sexual Addiction. I asked him if he thought it was wise for a wife to be her husband's accountability partner.
Boy, that is a great question. And the answer to that in general is no. Now, you know, for a wife to receive a husband's accountability report, I think that's okay. And some of the wives, it makes them less anxious about their husband's, you know, online usage. But what I mean by they should not be their accountability network is that I think if a husband is out there struggling and tempted, and you know, he should have a network of men that he's able to call. You know, we've always taught in our ministry that, you know, you need a group of at least 10 men that knows your story well enough that if you call them on the phone and said, you know, I'm tempted to click on internet stuff right now, you know, help me out. That's a network or a group that every guy should have. And my wife is certainly an advocate of this, that the women tend to have enough anxiety. They tend to believe they sometimes can get into controlling their husband's behavior. It can get to be kind of a contentious or battling kind of situation. Basically, the answer to the question is the husband is accountable to the wife to stay sexually pure, but I don't think the wife should be part of his network such that she's engaged at the same level that other men are going to be.
Lastly, I spoke with Amy Smalley about this question. Amy is the co-founder of Smalley Marriage and Family and is the author of More Than a Match. She also had an opinion about this question.
I don't encourage the wife to be the accountability partner. The reason why it's not best for her to be the accountability partner is because that directly affects her. There's a message of when my husband views pornography, whether he does it intentionally or not, he will say, oh, it has nothing to do with you. You can say that, but that's not how she feels. You know, she feels like this has a direct reflection on me. It has a direct reflection on I'm not good enough, or I'm not satisfying you, or I'm not pretty enough, or all those things. That's the message that gets sent.
Amy and I also spoke about the differences between disclosure that reestablishes trust in a marriage and disclosure that creates more problems for couples.
A lot of times what happens is you change your need for trust. And if we don't stop, you will feed that curiosity. And that curiosity honestly becomes an obsession. It feeds that unforgiveness in your heart. And it really stirs that up. Because anger and bitterness needs to be fed. And if we don't watch it, we will find ways to feed it. God has to step in and has to release you from that need to know. And if you don't, then it's a really slippery slope to get on to say, I'm going to feed this bitterness. I'm going to feed this anger. I'm going to feed it because I need to know. And if I, oh, and then I'll just think about it. You know, all that stuff just goes on in your head, and that stuff doesn't go away quickly. Our thought life as women sometimes can get just as out of control as the thought life of men about doing the pornography. Our thought life can be, what is he thinking? What is he doing? And that is absolutely very destructive. You know, it's unhealthy, and it's not the way that God wants us to think, and, you know, not the hope that we have in Christ. And so if we don't watch it, it very much can take over women as well.
I can see how this issue would become a very sticky question for a lot of married couples, because obviously when it comes to trust, when that trust has been broken, there is a sense in which the wife does need to see the fruit of repentance. And part of that fruit of repentance is stopping certain habits and behaviors. But at the same time, you're saying that this whole process of needing to know can become an unhealthy obsession. And how do you draw those hard and fast lines without actually knowing the couple in question, without actually talking to them, without actually seeing those dynamics?
Oh, absolutely, because it's a matter of the heart. That's a question that only the woman can answer. It's a matter of where your heart is as the wife, because the women that I speak to, they're like, I don't know, and I want to trust them, but yet I don't want to feel like a doormat. That is the struggle that women have, is I don't want to enable this behavior. And so how do I not enable it, but then also not feed my own kind of obsession about the whole thing? It has to lie with where are you in your faith. Because if you are not putting your trust in God, then it's going to be a lot harder for your husband to reestablish faith, and it's going to be a lot harder for you to battle those obsessive thoughts. Start there. Start there with going, God, this is where I am, and this is not where I want to be. So how do I get where I want to be? And you tell me when I'm getting to a place of wanting to know so that I can be confident that, okay, I know that he is changing, and I know that he is being accountable, and that he's open to sharing things with me and being remorseful when, you know, when there's a slip up or something like that. But once it starts teetering over and you start really finding yourself looking for ways to think about or to hold things against your spouse, that's the part of it you're getting calloused and you're getting hard and your spirit is really getting damaged.
The church can play such an incredible, vital role in the restorative process. When a wife, not just that knows that he's being accountable, but she knows those men who are holding him accountable, godly men in their congregation, that mm-hmm. she knows, you know what? I know every week when he goes to meet with those guys, I know
right.
they're not going to let him off the hook. So
mm-hmm.
I don't have to play that role in his life. I don't have to be that person. I know that they're going to do it. I know they're not going to let him just slip by and not ask the hard questions. And that is an incredible gift to give married couples when the church is willing to step in and be that for a couple.
Oh, absolutely. Then the woman can really focus in on the healing aspect of it, of her healing.
Finally, Amy told me why husbands need to find other men to hold them accountable in the areas of lust and pornography.
Covenant Eyes is a great way for men to be accountable to other men. That way, first of all, there's some compassion there because it's another man that's hardwired the same way that you are. And two, it's someone that you feel like has a connection and that will love you no matter what, but really kick you in the pants when you need to and talk to you like a man needs to talk to another man. You know, everyone needs accountability. And when we don't think that we need it, we're in pride. We're going to fall. Why not say, you know what, this is an issue for me. And please hold me accountable for this because I'm a fallen human being just like you. Treat me as such, but hold me to a standard that I want to hold myself to.
You have been listening to Covenant Eyes Radio. To hear more of our podcasts, visit us on iTunes or the Covenant Eyes blog, Breaking Free, at covenanteyes.com/blog. I am your host, Luke Gilkerson. We would like to thank our special guests for their time and their continued work in helping men, women, and couples find freedom from sexual sin.